Welcome to the BK7 Amateur Radio News, first broadcast on Sunday the 29th of October. Your reader this week is Mike, BK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On Sunday, this broadcast originates on repeaters all over BK7 and is rebroadcast on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862, Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra. On 3670, Peter, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. On 7140, Ross, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. On 14130, Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. On 28525 by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. And on UHFCB Channel 24, thanks to Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. Alara News. Alara Meet 2023. Only a week away. As heard on the national news twice, we will be welcoming many Alara members and their partners into VK7 for the national meeting of Alara that occurs every 3 years. The last time it was in VK7 was in 2008 in Ulverston. The weekend is centred around the Woolstore Motel. There's a huge weekend of activities planned for Alara, our participants and their partners. Contest news. Spring VHF UHF Field Day. Well, the days are getting longer thanks to daylight savings, and with that, the higher bands are starting to percolate. The Spring Field Day is happening this year on the weekend of the 25th of November from 0100 hours UTC on the 26th to 0059 UTC, with the usual 3-hour offset for our Western Australian friends. This event is a great opportunity to dust off that VHF, UHF and microwave gear and get out into the great outdoors and make some contacts. All bands are used from 6 metres and upwards as far as you dare. There are many categories in this event: single band, 4-band, 8-hour section, a 24-hour section, and there is even a section for base station operation. Something for everyone. Why not head out and find a nice spot, set up a portable station, and you may be surprised at the results. The usual frequencies are 52525, 146500, 439, 1296.150, 2403.150, 3398.150, and 10369.150, all on FM with SSB as an option if conditions suit. There'll be a few people out and about in various parts of Tasmania, and you just never know who you may make contact with. BKCL, or your favourite log program, will help keep things in order and make the process of submitting logs rather painless. Good luck, and hope to hear you on the band, says Richard with 73's BK7 Zulu Bravo X-Ray. And now statewide news and the Thursday night SSTV nets. Another quiet night that saw the following participants: VK7's Echo Victor, Papa Delta, Fox Golf Golf Tango, Kilo Tango and Papa Alpha Kilo, all sharing 13 photos. The various subjects were an evening's greetings with a sunset over a bay, a Mack truck with a container on the tilt tray trailer, a Parks Activation VKFF 3391 at Redbill Point, conservation area and scenery of Bell Bay, a neat Perspex iambic or dual lever CW paddle, a communication satellite over the Earth, and the ISS or International Space Station with a docked shuttle, and wildlife, a kangaroo and a tiger. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's, and Steve's VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's 2-meter SSTV website as an infinitely scrolling web page, or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. And that's 73's Rondre, VK7ZAB. QSL News and the report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as of the 26th of October is in the email version of this broadcast. If Herman is holding cards for you and you would like them mailed to you rather than being delivered on an opportunity basis, then please send him some stamps. Thanks to those who have already sent stamps. While self-addressed envelopes are okay, I prefer stamps as I can then provide an appropriate envelope to suit the number of cards, says Herman. If you have any questions or QSL cards, then please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Thank you to those amateurs who have been in contact with Herman about their QSL card listings. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The Northwest News, JOTA 2023, Northwest Tasmania. A collaboration of Northwest amateurs on Saturday the 21st of October assisted in running JOTA at the Peyton Park Scout Camp at North Motton behind Ulverston. They were VK7 Alpha Kilo, Tony, VK7 November Bravo, Tanya, VK7 Echo Victor, Eric, VK7 Lima Sierra Bravo, Lucas, VK7 Bravo Yankee Lima, Anne, VK7 Delta Charlie, Dave, and Shirley, VK7 Hotel Sierra Charlie, operating from home as a backup for JOTA users to chat to. VK7 Alpha X-Ray, Tony, assisting with EchoLink access, and we had an 80/40 meter HF station and a 20/15/10 meter HF station, as well as separate 2 meter and 70 centimeters. We had great success on 40 meters, but struggled to get contact on 20, even with zero noise levels. NTAR kindly erected a 70 centimeter beam on their club rooms, and we could communicate with Peyton Park through the 70-centimetre Mount Duncan repeater behind Penguin. Some contacts were made on EchoLink, and we had 34 Joey Cubs, guides, scouts, and venturers engaged on the day from midday until 6-ish. We greatly appreciated Idris, VK7ZIR, having conversations with JOTA participants at our site when NTARC's JOTA visitors were doing other activities. Beside radio activities, the participants had other activities. Fox hunts, building electronic projects, word search, JOTI, Morse code sending and receiving, and using UHF-CB handhelds to do map reading, etc., using the phonetic alphabet. We were kindly supplied with afternoon tea, and the participants had a barbecue. The atrocious weather expected on the day didn't arrive, and besides some light rain towards the end, a great day was had by all. Thanks to Tony, VK7 Alpha Kilo, and Dave, VK7 Delta Charlie, some minor repairs were made to the tower, tidying up the metal sheeting to prevent people climbing the tower, which covers the last 4 metres of the tower lattice. A great day was had by all, and I think we all went home tired, but good tired, having had a successful day, and the pictures from the day can be seen on the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, the Northwest Coordinator of JOTA. And now news from the north as we slide along the coast, and SOTA/WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, at 10:30 a.m. through till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that is 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NDARC. Last weekend saw what has now become a very familiar event in NTARC's yearly calendar. For as long as I can remember, the event has been organised and coordinated on the 2 days by Peter VK7 Kilo Papa Charlie. So, who better is there to give us a rundown on last weekend's happenings? Over to you, Peter. And Peter says, a JOTA for 2023. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, located in an outer suburb of Launceston, hosted over 70 scouting members over the JOTA weekend. Scouts were from Tamar, Riverside, Newstead, Summerhill, and the 4th Launceston, plus Norfolk Plains, which covers some nearby country towns and surrounds. We commenced set-up on the preceding Wednesday and Friday, with last-minute tasks like hiding the foxes on Saturday morning. Equipment activated included HF on a multi-band folded dipole, VHF handheld accessing VK7KPC-1 Echo Link node, DMR mobile radio accessing VK7RJG, and another UHF unit connected to a Yagi to access VK7RMD on the north coast. We also had a DMR hotspot set up as backup if needed. Several Morse code practice oscillators were set up, as well as a Morse keyboard with its side tone audio fed to a Morse decoder program on a laptop. The club also provided a large screen monitor in the attached hall for accessing Skype and internet access for a number of PCs connected to a hub for ScoutLink chat connections. A snap together electronic kits for and Edison robots also available. There were four aforementioned foxes disguised as various other animals in surrounding bush waiting to be found by the scouts wielding measuring tape Yagis and VK3YNG DF receivers. There were about 20 scouts of various ages through the event on Saturday afternoon, and the remainder in 2 by 2 hour blocks from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Sunday. The club was assisted in running the Jyoti portion by a number of Matthew Brady Ventura scouts. The following members of NTARC Incorporated helped during the weekend, many for the whole operational period. Andre, VK7 Zulu Alpha Bravo, Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Kevin, VK7 Kilo Juliet Lima, Ian, VK7 India Golf, Tony, VK7 Zulu Tango Tango, Brendan, VK7 Victor India Papa, Tony, VK7 Yankee Bravo Golf, Ian, VK7 India Hotel, Idris, VK7 Zulu India Romeo, Douglas, VK7 Delta Golf, Delta, and Bernie, VK7 Bravo Romeo. Thank you, Peter, for the update on another very successful Jota Jotai weekend. It was excellent to see so many NTARC members and Matthew Brady Venture Scouts giving up their time to help with this long-running scouting event. NTARC auction hosting. It's official. Lock in Saturday the 25th of November for the Shack Clearout auction. To date, we have received pictures and descriptions on over 70 items of equipment for the auction, covering transceivers, scanners, power supplies, test equipment, including dummy loads and SWR meters. The auction will definitely be going ahead and will be held at the NTARC Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle, on Saturday the 25th of November. Remember, this auction will be open to all amateurs, not just NTARC members. If you have items, please let NTARC Secretary know by emailing the secretary at ntarc.net. All that is needed is a quick note stating your name, call sign and proposed items to be rehomed. If you would like some or all of your items included on the NTARC website's ever-growing auction catalogue, please include a picture and a very brief item description when emailing. To view current items, please go to the NTARC website link on the email version of the broadcast and select Notices option to view the latest catalogues of items. And I've done that, and it's rather mouth-watering. NTARC QSL cards. Andrew, VK7 Delta Whiskey, our QSL manager, has advised me that the following QSL cards are available for collection. VK7's Alpha Tango, Bravo Oscar, Alpha Uniform, Golf Charlie, Juliet Foxtrot Delta, Kilo Papa Alpha, Whiskey Whiskey, and Zulu Romeo. If you just heard your call sign, then there are cards waiting at the NTARC Club Rooms for collection on the next coffee morning or technical night. Thank you, Herman, for your continued support regarding QSL deliveries, and thank you, Andrew, for the update. Upcoming events. The Club Technical Night. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 1st of November, and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through to about 10 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the Intact Club Rooms. The time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. The Testnet and Technet sessions every Wednesday. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. and a Technet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. until about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Shack Clear Out Auction, Saturday the 25th of November in the Intact Club Rooms. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@intact.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. It's 73s from Stefan, VK7 Zulu Sierra Bravo, Secretary of Intact Incorporated. And now slipping down the Midlands Highway on news from the south and at Weiss and Tasmania South Incorporated, a notice of special general meeting. Sunday the 26th of November at 1400 in the Reeston Domain Club Rooms or via Zoom for those who have pre-notified. The object of the SGM is to allow the committee to present its report to the membership on the proposed merger amalgamation discussions with the committee of Reist, held at a joint committee meeting of both Weissen and Reist on the 9th of October at 18:30 hours in the Reist Domain Club Rooms, in pursuance to the motion passed at the Weissen General Meeting on the 20th of August at 14:48 hours at the property of Peter Henry, VK7 Tango Papa Echo. To proceed, 75% of the membership present must support a proposed motion to proceed with a merger. To be eligible to vote, members must be financially paid up, present at the meeting, or proxy voting will not be accepted, and members joining via Zoom or Teams will be counted as present, provided they are financially paid up and prior notice of their intention to do so is received by the Secretary no later than 1400 hours of Sunday the 26th of November. There will be no other business discussed at the meeting. For further information and to provide notice of intention to attend the meeting by Zoom or Teams, please forward all communication to the Secretary at dmgoodrick_nbn@iinet.net.au. And that's signed to David Goodrick, VK7 Delta Mike Golf, Secretary, Weissen, Tasmania, South Incorporated. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or commonly known as REAST. November Activities Update. A huge thank you to the REAST members who have volunteered to help with the various ALARA meet activities. REAST is very proud to help ALARA over the weekend to make it the best ALARA meet yet, and showcase what VK7 can do. Reist is participating in ALARA Meet with a Mystery History Radio Tour of Hobart on Saturday, the 4th of November, and a barbecue and fox hunt for the ALARA Meet attendees on Sunday, the 5th of November. And so there will be no presentation night on the 1st of November. It'll be a normal DATV night and preparing for the ALARA Meet activities on the following weekend. Last call, there are still bus seats available for the Mystery History Radio Tour of Hobart on the afternoon of the 4th of November from 2 until 4:30 p.m. So if you're interested, please let Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, know, and you can reach him on VK7TW@wia.org.au. And there's 73 from the Reist Committee. December end-of-year activities. Reist will be celebrating the end of a very successful 2023 with a free barbecue, car boot sale and fox hunts on the Queen's Domain. This will be taking place on Sunday, December the 3rd from 11 a.m. at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Bring along any car boots that you would like to sell, and as a bonus for attendees, you might possibly put some radio equipment with the boots and sell that as well. We're looking to run some fox hunts around the top of the Queen's Domain, and we'll have some prizes for those lucky enough to find those pesky little foxes. If you're intending to come along, please let our secretary know so that we can have some idea of the number of snags, patties and special food requirements that we'll need to cater for. Just drop an email to secretary@reist.asn.au. The fee for car boot sellers is the enormous amount of $5 into the donation box or tap at the square. See you there. 73 is from the Reist Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. The DATV Experimenters Night started with a Zoom session with the Sisters Acoustomatica, Julia and Pip, who were at Wave Farm at Accra, which is between the Hudson Valley and Catskills Mountains, about 1.5 hours out of New York in the United States. It was 4:30 a.m. in the morning in Wave Farm. The sisters were successful in getting a residency at Wave Farm for 10 days and travelled to America. Wave Farm has a community radio station on the farm. It's Whiskey Golf X-Ray Charlie on 90.7 megahertz. And technicians are available to assist artists, and Pip described the equipment available to use. Julia showed our audience around the residence with great equipment available that the sisters have been using to listen to the radio spectrum. Pip showed the Hack RF SDR that they have been using, and then Julia showed the installation by Jeff Thompson that plays every radio station and toured their accommodation. Pip and Julia described how the sisters got to America through San Francisco, Brooklyn in New York, and then through to Wave Farm. The sisters received an Art Tasmania bridge to cover the travel fees to get them to Wave Farm. The sisters were on the WGXC with Gregory Whitehead on Saturday, and the radio station is located above their accommodation. The transmitting footprint is large for WGXC. The sisters will be playing live music and effects at the open day at Wave Farm. It's also an Indigenous celebration day. Julia and Pip then gave some historical content to the radio station and Wave Farm as a hub for the artistic community in the area. Julia went through the many people involved in the farm and transmission arts. The sisters will be finishing the book that they are putting together along with many recordings that they've been making. They've been using a nano VNA to listen for many organic items. They heard a train PA signal from somewhere whilst they were listening. They used a device called an ether sonar. Some stories and recordings are coming back to Tasmania. The sisters proudly got their call signs in Morse code tattooed on their arms, VK7SEA and VK7HAG. A huge thank you to the sisters, Julia and Pip, for getting up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning and talking with our Reist DATV audience. Justin, VK7TW, then showed an article about the 14th of October solar eclipse and the New Jersey Institute of Technology's Center for Solar Terrestrial Research use of the Owens Valley Radio Observatory Long Wavelength Array and were able to map the eclipse across 20 to 88 megahertz. Justin showed the video of the eclipse that captured some interesting ring effects at different frequencies, and then we finished with future events. This week's show will be looking at the Radio Berry SDR, some interesting historic optical communications equipment, and if time permits, the latest Jubus and Low Key magazines. See you there or on the stream. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, and we also go out on RF on DVB-T 7 meg standard definition on 445 decimal 5. So if you have a TV, a set-top box or a USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7 Oscar Tango Charlie. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Training and assessments. The next REST Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is on Saturday, November the 25th from 9 a.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg M at VK7 Kilo Kilo, the REST Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the REST website contact form. Check out the REST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube Training and Assessment Playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page, Events, for further details. And that's 73 from Ridge, VK7 Kilo Kilo. And now, regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640 megs, commencing at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Summer Time. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF/VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. in the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 megs offset. And in the South, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 kilohertz offset. And the CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North and South. The statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q65-60 Bravo. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe in Henry Street, Launceston. Testnet and TechNet session every Wednesday. Testnet/CW course on 3.580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and a TechNet on 3.567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There's endless tea and coffee along with biscuits available for a donation. The club technical night, the next session will be on Wednesday the 1st of November and will commence at 6:30 p.m. through till about 10 at the club rooms in Archer Street, Rochelle. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144-190 upper sideband. Northwest SSTV Nights, the 27th of November, hosted by Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 70 SEMs. On Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday in the month. Events, ALARA, November 3rd to 6th, ALARA Meet 2023 in Hobart, Tasmania. NTARC, November the 25th, the NTARC Shack Clear Out Auction hosting. Wyson, Tasmania South, November the 26th, Special General Meeting at the Queen's Domain from 2 p.m. Zoom and in person. REST, December 3rd, End of Year Barbecue, Car Boot Sale and Fox Hunt, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11 a.m. after the broadcast. NTARC, December 6th, End of Year Celebration, details to be announced. NTARC, December 13th, Club General Meeting will be held in the Rochelle Club Rooms from 7:30 p.m. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, your newsreader is Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters reached NTARC and in the Northwest thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres VK7 Golf Sierra, 80 VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel, 40 metres VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 20 VK7 Delta Golf, 10 metres VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, UHFCB 24 VK7 Fox Mike Alpha Charlie, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie VK7 Zulu Charlie Romeo. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeat as VK7RAA in the north and VK7RHT in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are now listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s and stay safe from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.